Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Power of a Woman's Words by Sharon Janes is a faith-centered guide to understanding how everyday speech can strengthen or strain the people closest to you. Drawing from biblical principles and practical life experience, Janes focuses on the ripple effect of words spoken in homes, friendships, workplaces, and church communities. The book frames communication as a stewardship issue, inviting readers to see language not only as self-expression, but also as a tool that can build identity, encourage growth, and reflect spiritual maturity. Rather than presenting polished scripts or quick fixes, it emphasizes heart-level transformation that changes what comes out in moments of stress, conflict, and disappointment. Readers are encouraged to replace sarcasm, criticism, and careless comments with intentional words that heal, guide, and affirm. The overall tone is both challenging and hopeful, offering a clear path for women who want their speech to align with their values and make a lasting positive impact on others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, words as a force that shapes identity and atmosphere. A central idea in the book is that words do not merely describe reality, they help create the emotional and relational climate people live in. Janes highlights how repeated messages, whether supportive or cutting, can influence how a spouse, child, friend, or colleague perceives their worth and potential. This theme moves beyond the obvious warning against harsh talk and asks readers to recognize the cumulative power of small comments, the sigh after a mistake, the label attached to a child, the joke that quietly diminishes a partner, or the constant focus on what is missing. The book encourages women to see their speech as an ongoing contribution to the atmosphere of their homes and communities. When words are chosen with care, they can become a stabilizing presence that fosters safety and trust. When words are careless, they can seed anxiety, shame, and defensiveness. This topic also connects identity formation with spiritual perspective, urging readers to align daily speech with truth, grace, and purpose. The result is a practical call to speak in ways that help others feel seen, valued, and capable of growth rather than trapped by past failures or negative labels. Secondly, transforming the heart to transform the tongue. Another major topic is the connection between inner life and outward speech. Instead of treating communication as a surface-level behavior to manage, the book emphasizes that words often reveal what is happening inside, unresolved anger, fear, pride, insecurity, or a desire to control. Janes challenges readers to consider what their speech patterns expose about their beliefs and emotional wounds. For example, chronic criticism may signal disappointment and a need for certainty, while sarcasm may mask hurt or resentment. By addressing the heart, readers can make changes that last beyond a single conversation. The book encourages practices such as prayer, reflection, and personal accountability as ways to reshape motivations and reactions. It also points out that many people attempt to speak kindly while carrying bitterness, which eventually leaks out under pressure. This topic helps readers identify triggers that lead to verbal reactions and to replace them with healthier responses rooted in patience and humility. The goal is not perfection but progress, developing a consistent way of speaking that reflects integrity, compassion, and spiritual maturity even during conflict or fatigue. Thirdly, building up. Instead of tearing down in close relationships, Janes devotes significant attention to the relationships where words matter most because they are heard most often. In marriage, parenting, and close friendships, daily communication can either reinforce connection or slowly erode it. This topic explores the difference between correction and condemnation, between honesty and harshness, and between venting and constructive conversation. The book encourages readers to replace patterns like nagging, fault-finding, and comparison with language that honors both truth and dignity. That includes learning to affirm effort, name strengths, and express disappointment without disrespect. In parenting, the message is especially pointed. Children tend to internalize what they repeatedly hear, so speaking words of direction should not eclipse words of delight. In marriage, the emphasis is on partnership, respect, and the long-term effect of tone, timing, and public versus private comments. Janes also highlights the power of apology and repair, showing how a willingness to admit wrong and ask forgiveness can reset a relationship after harmful words. The overall focus is practical: speak in ways that protect trust, invite dialogue, and create emotional safety while still addressing problems directly. Fourthly, replacing unhelpful speech patterns with wise, intentional language, the book identifies common speech habits that feel normal in the moment but damage relationships over time. These include gossip, exaggeration, impulsive venting, passive-aggressive remarks, and the tendency to assume motives. Janes encourages readers to become students of their own language, noticing patterns that appear in stress, conflict, or insecurity. The key is replacing reactive speech with intentional language that is both truthful and life-giving. This topic emphasizes practical wisdom, pausing before responding, choosing the right moment for difficult conversations, and asking clarifying questions rather than making accusations. It also underscores how encouragement can be specific and effective, not vague flattery. Instead of saying you are great, wise speech might name a concrete action and the character trait behind it, reinforcing growth. Another part of this topic is discernment about what to share and with whom, especially in community settings where prayer requests and concerns can slip into harmful talk. The reader is guided toward communication that is consistent with integrity, privacy, and kindness, turning everyday speech into a deliberate practice of respect. Lastly, speaking life through blessing, encouragement, and spiritual perspective. A distinctive aspect of the book is its focus on speaking life, not simply avoiding harm. James frames encouraging speech as an act of calling, using words to bless, to guide, and to remind others of hope. This topic includes the practice of choosing language that reflects faith during hardship, helping others interpret their circumstances without despair. Encouragement in this sense is not denial of pain, but the ability to acknowledge difficulty while still pointing toward meaning, endurance, and God's presence. The book also invites readers to speak words that align with a person's potential rather than their current struggles, reinforcing identity anchored in spiritual truth rather than performance. This can show up in prayerful language, affirmation, and supportive counsel. Another emphasis is consistency. Encouragement is most powerful when it becomes a habit, not a rare response to crisis. Jane suggests that a steady stream of respectful, hope-filled words can change how a family communicates, how a friendship heals, and how a community feels. Over time, intentional speech becomes a legacy, shaping others long after the moment has passed. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who want their faith to influence how they communicate in real life, especially in marriages, parenting, friendships, leadership roles, and ministry settings. It will also resonate with anyone who has felt the regret of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time and wants a better path than willpower alone. The benefit is practical and personal, learning to examine motives, reduce damaging patterns like criticism or gossip, and replace them with words that create safety, courage, and clarity. Readers can expect to gain a stronger sense of responsibility for the emotional environment they help create, along with a hopeful vision for change that begins in the heart and shows up in everyday conversations. Compared with similar communication or self-improvement books, Jane's offers a distinctly biblical framework that treats speech as spiritual stewardship, not just a social skill. The focus on blessing and encouragement gives the message forward momentum, moving beyond avoiding harm to actively building others up. If you want a book that combines faith, relational wisdom, and actionable guidance for speaking with greater grace and intention, this one is worth buying and revisiting as a long-term reference for healthier relationships. If you would like to support Sharon Jane's, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.